The 27 leaders have agreed to set up a €750 billion fund, which will be handed out to member states which are struggling with the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic. Of that, €390 billion will be given in grants and €360 billion in cheap loans. Spain and Italy, whose economies have been the hardest hit, will be the main beneficiaries. However, to unlock the aid, member governments will need to submit plans showing the funds will be used to strengthen economic growth, job creation, and social resilience. And then it will go to plans to make greener and more digital economies. But these plans, and here's the crux, these plans need to be linked to economic damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic, not pre-pandemic economic ailments. So these funds will be handed out over 2 years, starting from 2021. There will be strings attached, and the rules and the oversight that came with the package is what helped break the lockjam. There'll be milestones and targets, and if the EU suspects targets are not met, then member states can raise objections and there can be a block on payments, particularly payments to a country which isn't respecting the rule of law. On top of that, there was some tinkering with the overall EU budget, which allowed for some member states who initially opposed the handouts to contribute less to the EU than in previous years.
So, Catherine, I mean, we're talking huge sums of money here. $1.2 trillion for the budget, $859 billion for the post-pandemic fund. Where's the money coming from?
The European Commission, that is the executive branch of the European Union, will borrow the €750 billion on capital markets. It will use its AAA debt rating to raise the funds, and it will be paid back over 30 years starting in 2028. Let's not forget, this is an unprecedented level of debt, and at this stage, some of the proposals for funding the repayments could come through policies linked to tackling climate change that would include a tax on non-recycled plastics and a tax on goods imported into the EU from countries with lower carbon emissions than the EU itself.
So where does the European Union go from here? And I guess the other question that I have is, you know, what does this really mean for French President Emmanuel Macron, since this is a huge policy achievement for him?
At the outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, there was a lot of talk of how this could be the end of the European Union. Fears that the member nations would turn in on themselves, only worry about their own economies, their own electorates. On top of that, at the start, the European Union was very slow in organising itself to adapt to the bloc's new needs. For French President Emmanuel Macron, this is a significant foreign policy victory. Macron has been calling on the EU to become more nimble, to become more economically independent, to look at new ways of functioning, to strengthen itself. So he put this plan together with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. It is an unprecedented act of solidarity in almost seven decades of European integration. And it comes at a time when the EU was struggling itself with economic crises and its own identity, especially the reverberations of Britain's departure from the bloc.